Well, I wish it wasn't so dark in there.
That's a good light. There's your thing.
Well, yeah, I know, but I just see the tape.
Oh, well. You'll just have to trust it.
Yeah.
Well, we did that with the old one. The reason we replaced this was me and David did a recording with his cousin, and it was a recorder that was like 20-some years old, and it was actually better than this one, but the same kind of controls. That's why I bought this one. And had that whole recording, then put it on, and it didn't work. Yeah. And then with David and Jerry, the reason Kinsey's doing this, one of the reasons so we could get a clearer recording than what I sent you, but I ended up recording the one area that didn't record it because I was trying to do too much.
Yeah.
Which is like two things at once. So Big Creek, you can go in there and go fishing. It's got a big coho run, and coho are naturally spawning up there, I'm guessing.
Yep.
But it's illegal to catch them.
Yes, you cannot fish. By the time coho start returning to Big Creek, the stream's closed to fishing. Oh. So the stream is open to fishing May 22nd through October 31st.
Uh-huh.
And that's for trout. But there's also cutthroat trout that'll be out there too.
Uh-huh. So a person could be fishing it, but they have restrictions during the spawning season.
Yeah.
To limit.
Basically eliminate anybody fishing out there.
Oh,
gives you
good.
No reason to be harassing, you know, coho, steelhead. They're up there to spawn.
Now, on those numbers that we were looking at earlier, does that include the Big Creek numbers? Is it divvied up that much, or does it just have a 10-mile?
No, Big Creek is one of those that they survey every year.
Oh, cool. So there's good records on that.
Yeah.
So we could track.
You can track ups and downs, yeah.
Oh, good, good. Then the next one, is that Benson?
That one, yeah, that's Benson. Creek, yeah.
And what's the story on that one?
The lower end is pretty much owned by Lone Rock Timber.
Yeah.
I mean, it was some, I think, historic, you know, agricultural ground. Lone Rock owns it. I know there's coho up there, and steelhead both. So
is it
cutthroat? So.
Is it the same basic story as Big Creek that it's got a restricted?
Yep.
Okay. So does the whole basin have the same kind?
Basically, all those 10-mile tributaries have the lower private land on the lower end.
Yep.
Going into Elliott, but there's no road to get you. No public road to get you from, you know, the highway up into the Elliott from through the bottom.
Well, Benson Creek would be it's got a county road, I think. Benson Ridge.
That's between Big Creek and Benson.
Yeah. You have a road that follows the Templeton Valley, which is Johnson Creek, but it stops before you can get anywhere into the Elliott. So
you'd have to come in through Dean Creek or through West Fork or Larson Ridge.
You're not going to walk down in your boat.
No, I'm not. But we're giving this to 18-year-old kids. They might just be wanting
maybe
to do it.
Gung-ho to do it.
And I'm still determined to walk down to Cool's Lake and catch a fish.
That's
out of there.
That's way easier than walking down into Big Creek. So.
And the warning is even if it's undersized, I will eat the other day. So I'd just like to catch some fish there.
It's a good place to get it on the recording, Bob.
We've already got it on the record with your cousin. And I could just be joking too. So Lone Rock's got that. That's interesting. We found out where Lone Rock got their name, and Lone Rock's been the main one, of course, on purchasing the Elliott. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting that they've got
buying all the farm property that the old folks couldn't dairy farm anymore, and they sold that they were active in buying it up.
What was the reason for that? That's not timberland for the most part, or
well,
is it
they have timberland on the side.
See it logging on the side, and then they lease it out for grazing in the bottom.
Oh, okay.
They still graze beef cows down there.
Oh, okay. So then the next one is, let's see, is between, this is Johnson and Palouse here, so this is, what would that be? Below. Between Benson Creek.
That's Johnson Creek.
Oh, this is Johnson. Oh, yeah, I see. It's coming down here.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's Adams.
Okay. So Johnson Creek. Now, it sounded to me when I was talking to Bob Jacobson that he was saying Jensen Creek. But I think in listening to the tape over and over, it sounds like he's saying Jensen Creek, but I think he means Johnson Creek.
Yeah.
because he repeats Johnson twice in two different pronunciations, but it is Johnson Creek.
Yeah.
So there's good records on that, isn't there?
Yeah. Johnson? Yeah, that's another one we have. Spawning surveys every year for Coho there.
Okay, so Johnson Creek and Big Creek would be the...
There's six sites that they've done kind of consistently, so...
Which are the other four?
I have to look it up.
There's probably a thing down at Morrison, right? So.
Well, no, you have like within the 10-mile basin, Big Creek, I think it's Noble, Johnson, Benson, and Adams Creek. I'm missing one.
But those records will be in the ones that...
We can get to you, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I might have to walk you through it, but we can get you on.
Okay.
And figure that out, so, yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to do that now. We just now we need to know that there is information, and here's where we can find it, or here's who we can test for next to get it. Okay.
And Bob Jacobs, at that time, grew up in the Templeton area.
Uh-huh. Well, he said, Scottish... name town, like on North
Glasgow.
That's where he said, is that?
Yeah, the parents moved from Templeton.
Oh, I see. So when they moved to the big city, it was Glasgow.
Yes.
so, but Templeton Creek, that's not on the Elliott, is it?
Well, it's Johnson Creek. Templeton Arm.
Templeton has a settlers where they had a school and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's Johnson Creek. And is that the Templeton Arm there then?
No, this is the Templeton Arm right there.
Okay.
And then Templeton Valley through here.
Oh, okay.
And then this Johnson Creek going straight east, and then kind of the southeast, that's Adams Creek.
So Johnson Creek is actually a tributary to Templeton Creek.
It's called Johnson the whole way. It's Templeton Valley.
Oh, okay. My geography. So it's Johnson Creek that goes through Templeton Valley.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then and we got good numbers on those fish.
Up high. Yeah.
Okay, and how about Adams Creek?
Adams Creek, they do surveys there too, Coho.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Now I think it's somewhere like right here or off in here somewhere is Hatchery Creek that I was asking about. So. It just makes me think there used to be a hatchery there.
Yeah, they did some hatchery releases of Coho.
They're maybe releasing hatchery fish there rather than...
It's called Hatchery Creek.
Yep.
It is actually called Hatchery Creek. So
yep, but...
I'd have to find out exactly.
Yeah, I'd have to too.
And Haynes Island is along with the Coast Range Forest Watch. Looks like all the time.
Uh-huh. Well, this would be, let's see, so we got...
So this is Palouse.
Palouse here.
So now that's in the Coos Basin.
Yep. Now Palouse and Johnson Creek, when was it, in the 70s, had big, massive landslides, took out private homes and everything. When was that, David?
72.
So those were the major landslides. So we would be able to tell in those areas how the fish have responded. Those are pretty good spawning streams now, aren't they?
Yeah, Palouse Creek has got, that's a standard Coho survey they do every year.
Oh, okay, good.
So, ODFW did it for quite a while, mm-hmm. and Coos Watershed has taken over that probably okay. since, somewhere in the mid-2000-something.
We've contacted Coos Watershed three or four times, and they've been very interested in keeping informed and stuff, but we ask for any kind of participation, they say they're really broke, but they want to be kept informed. So, are they the type of organization that would have good records, do you think?
For the spawning surveys of Palouse, yeah, they do.
But and they maintain them?
They maintain, yeah.
Do they share them with Fish and Wildlife?
They do if we ask for them, yeah.
Okay, so should be able to ask them and get that data.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we come into, let's see, is Palouse Creek, does that go into Haynes Inlet? Is that
does, yep.
Okay.
And then you got Larson.
And then Larson, okay. And that was the same thing. Both of those have major slides, but we've got good information on them.
Not quite as good in Larson. Historically, had good numbers, and then landowners have switched, and access to those properties have really declined on Larson Creek.
So they could still have a lot of fish, but we don't have any information.
But we don't have as good of information as we do pools.
Oh, okay, good. But that sounds like there's a pretty good selection of materials there that should be able to show pretty good trends, or excellent trends, really. I mean, they might not be good trends, but they'll be excellent.
They're good data.
Yeah, good data. Okay, so then we come up into the West Fork. And I think we've already talked about that a lot. We've been down at the hatchery and the fishing above the West Fork, we just discussed that, bait fishing from what time of the year?
September 1.
So September to October, this bait, and that would be the whole West Fork.
That's any tributary, that's river, stream that's open to tropical.
In all of Coos County,
in the regulations, that counts for lots of the coast, up and down the coast.
Don't they have a mile marker or something on the West Fork where you can catch a spot?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. There's things like Stolz Falls.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it's a ladder, you know, there's a ladder there. You're supposed to stay 200 feet away from the ladder to fish. And that's regulations in our fishing regs for different ladders or falls.
That's kind of interesting, because for 5 or 10,000 years, those were
places to fish. Yes.
That's where you went to catch fish. Yeah.
It works too well. That's why people.
That's interesting that they've got the regulations against it now. Okay. Well, I think we started here. The tributaries within the West Fork, then like there's Joe's Creek, Otter Creek, Deer Creek, Elk Creek, of course. Are there any counting stations or any summaries from any of those specific?
Deer Creek is surveyed just about every year.
Oh, okay.
So that's one you can kind of look at and see. Kind of get an idea of trends.
Yep.
That's got a good reach down there, so you can't drive up there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that one I know is surveyed every year, and then there's the other ones are just randomly. They pop in, you know, they're here this year, might be 3 years up before they do it again, might be 7 years, might be 9 years, that type of thing.
How about Joe's Creek or Top Creek or Beaver Creek, those three?
They would fall into the random surveys.
Joe's Creek don't have anything in it that's too small.
Oh, so Joe's Creek doesn't have any spawning?
Well, they wouldn't fish it, let's put it that way.
Uh-huh. There
could be fish spawning there. Uh-huh. So.
Do you have a map? I've seen one and I didn't trust it. But it showed all of the fish-bearing streams in the Elliott. It showed all the extent, and it showed almost the entire extent of every single tributary as having fish in it.
I mean, there's a layer. We have, ODFW has a layer of what's fish bearing.
Yep.
And under that definition, that would be the cell models.
Okay.
I mean, so you could still have, you know, sculpins or dace or something like that.
What's the difference between a dace and a sculpin?
Different families.
We call them bullheads. And then
bullhead would be like a sculpin. That's a sculpin.
And a dace is more like a perch?
More like a minnow type.
Minnow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just not as familiar with them. So, are there any of these tributaries within the West Fork that are either very poor producers or very excellent producers within the identifiable cost?
I mean, Deer Creek is a really good producer of coho and steelhead. I mean, we know that because we have surveys there every year. I would say all of them are good producers. Some are just better than others.
Okay, so, and is that more related to stream size? Like, would the bigger streams that have more fish?
Yeah, I mean, like Trout Creek is a really small stream.
Yep.
Joe's Creek is a really small stream.
Yep.
So for their size, they probably do well, but they're not going to have as many fish as Deer Creek or the main West Fork itself. So.
And do they actually get spawners into those smaller creeks?
I've seen spawners in Trout Creek.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen coho spawning in Trout Creek itself. So.
Uh-huh.
That's the only way I can get.
Yeah.
I've covered all of the sub-basins and the general questions I had. So is there anything that you can think of that we missed or that I haven't asked about that would be of interest?
Not that I can think of.
For the class, we're looking mostly at recreational fisheries. For my personal interest, I'm looking more at lamprey just because of the historical things there. But I think the regulations, they're all posted.
Yeah.
You're going to show me how to get the data.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything on the fish or history of the fish in the Elliott?
Well, when I was a kid, when we were something like 10 in the 1950s, there was lamprey up there, not very many. They're still there.
Oh, on the West Fork?
They're still there, yeah.
Okay.
And they're in good numbers of juveniles at least.
Oh, wow.
And when I was fishing, this was before the roads, you wouldn't find hardly any legal-sized fish. It was any small. My granddad dated and he was pretty much born to know.
And it's still that way. I mean, a part of it is, you know, there's some baseline production that's in the streams.
Yep.
But, I mean, there's a reason that fish are anadromous on the coast, because there's way more nutrients out in the ocean. So
yep.
It makes more sense to drop, you know, leave the streams, go to the ocean, get big, then come back. So, and it's the same thing with cutthroat. That's why you have sea run cutthroat. They may just run to tidewater.
Yep.
But there's more production, more food in tidewater than there is in a lot of these tributaries.
And they call them harvest trout or bluebacks.
Bluebacks.
Yeah.
Lots of names. So.
Yeah. When I was a kid, they didn't know that they came in forth of the tide. That was something they discovered, I think, just 30 or 40 years ago, that they did go out the ocean and then come back and spawn. They just went back and forth.
Yeah.
With the tides. And to think of anything we've missed. We've got the lamprey, we've got the anadromous fish, we've got the native fish in there, we've got the introduced exotics, we've got the landscape dynamics, we've got artificial structure that's the jury seems to be out on, but they seem to be functioning for what they're intended to.
One thing they've done, I just want to point this out, is gone to, especially warehouses, they've gone in and put double and triple culverts in. In other words, they keep the muddy water out of the fresh water, so they'll have a stream that has water. And before you get to the stream, they'll put a culvert and run it out on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And that really makes a big difference. And I don't think they started that in the other thing.
No, the warehouses really worked hard on their property to get the drainage off the roads, cross drainages, and so you don't have like Dave was saying, you don't have like one big culvert at the end of, you know, the bottom downstream side of the road.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to get the water off the road as it's coming down the hill.
Uh-huh.
And so it's helped water quality a lot.
Wow. Kind of down the ditch line.
Okay.
The water runs off the road down the ditch line.
Uh-huh.
And they pick that up before it gets in the live water. Yeah. I told the engineer they were crazy to do that, but a year later I had to apologize because it really worked. I mean, it really worked.
So they're getting new systems for handling the water. One question I didn't ask about is, two questions. One, David says before the fish were a lot smaller, and we've already got that record in Gould's Lake where they were a lot larger, and then they got overpopulated, and even the records show from the 50s and local accounts that they were down to 4 and 5 inches. What size are the fish in the river now? Is one, and is it being stocked by ODF and W, any of the West Fork being stocked?
We're not stocking it,
uh-huh.
not with trout.
Uh-huh.
But I would say you would be hard pressed to find an 8-inch trout.
So they're all small.
There's some 8-inchers out there, but you're probably, I'd be surprised if you found a 12-incher. And if you did find a 12-incher, I would say that's a sea run.
So are the sea run cutthroat in there this time of year?
Yeah, they'll start working their way in. I mean, the Chinook are already working their way up.
Uh-huh.
Even Coho, they're at the base of Stolz Falls.
Oh, okay.
Already. You know, we've had lots of good rain this year, so they've been able to move quickly up into the Elliott this year.
So there's a chance we could get a salmon.
There is a chance you could hook a salmon.
It's not legal to keep
them? But not legal to keep, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
And it sounds like the chance of hooking one isn't that great. Either.
I wouldn't think it would be that great.
Okay. So if we wanted to catch larger fish, where would they be stocking them? if it's not in the Elliott.
Yeah. So for stocking we do, we're basically in the lakes. Okay. And actually next week, starting Monday, we're gonna start stocking the lakes here along the coast.
Uh-huh.
So you have Upper Empire Lake, which is right in town.
Yeah.
You have Butterfield, which is up in the Coosa County Riley Ranch, up by Hauser,
yep,
north of town. You have Saunders Lake is another one.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a few south of town too.
So if we want to catch bigger trout, then we would go to Riley Lake, one of the lakes, but not on the Elliott. There's no,
yeah. I mean, the trout we're stocking are going to be 14 to 16 inch fish.
Wow.
So they're, you know, nice fish.
Do they still advertise stocking locations and and that?
Yep.
So that's, my grandson's good at that. You can find that out, but the answer is on the Elliott, on Loon Lake, you wouldn't have the answer to that necessarily, but they do stock the other lakes. Do they stock the 10-mile lakes?
We do, with trout.
Yep.
That's in the springtime.
Okay. Yeah. So the fall stocking with the larger fish, is that brood stock or something? Is that much larger?
They call them a fall trout. It's like a pound, you know, they're like one to 1.5 pounds, sometimes slightly bigger than that.
Wow.
So depending on the growth they have through the summer. Their target is to be over a pound.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. So somebody coming here recreationally fishing on the Elliott, which is, that's what our class is, recreational fishing. If they want to catch big trout, they should go outside the Elliott or downstream from the west side and hit the lakes.
Yeah.
Okay. And or north on the Umpqua River or south on the Coos Bay. Have we missed any streams or any fishing locations? Or
no, not on the Elliott. Check in it. There's one I know, but it's not on the Elliott.
Yeah. And that's been the main focus, and worry about the all the exotics in 10-mile lakes and what they do to the population. But we've got data, so we can manage that. So, well, do you guys mind having your picture taken, or that she takes a documentary photo showing that we actually are people?
No, I'll say one more thing.
Okay.
When I was a kid up at Elkhorn, I think I seen three, probably see her on Cutthroat or whatever they were about. But it was about 18 to 24 inches long and about three different holes. And those were impossible to catch. They were too small.
Uh-huh.
My granddad said they could catch them once in a while, but during the summertime. So there were a few fish like that up there then. But everything else was small, even then.
I think that's the end of it. I have a story to tell, but I don't want to report it anyhow. Can you, any last words, any thoughts?
Oh, we're all good.
Take a quick photo or two and we'll get it documented. Yeah.